SEC readies a crypto safe harbor proposal. As early as this month, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is preparing a crypto safe harbor proposal that could be released as early as this month, according to a July 8, 2026 report from Wu Blockchain, citing the agency's plans. The framework would give early-stage token projects a defined window to build and distribute a network before facing the full weight of securities registration, an idea that has circulated at the SEC for years, but never reached a formal proposal. The report landed during a soft session for crypto. As of July 8, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $63,587, down 1.0% on the day, with Ether at 1,779, down 1.3%, and the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 29, firmly in fear. The safe harbor news did not move prices, which fits its status. This is a signal of intent, not a rule anyone can rely on yet. The idea behind a safe harbor. The safe harbor concept was first floated publicly by SEC Commissioner Hester Peirce in 2020. Her original pitch gave token teams a grace period, roughly 3 years, during which they could raise funds and distribute tokens without registering the offering as a securities sale, provided they disclosed key information and worked toward genuine decentralization. The theory is that many tokens start life looking like securities, dependent on a founding team's effort, and only later become the fuel of a working community-run network. Under current rules, that transition has no clear line. A project that launches a token faces the risk that the SEC later calls it an unregistered securities offering, a charge that has driven enforcement actions across the industry. A codified safe harbor would replace that open-ended risk with a defined set of conditions and a clock. The regulatory backdrop. The timing is not random. Peirce, who now chairs the SEC's Crypto Task Force, said recently she expects the Clarity Act to pass this summer, the market structure bill that would split oversight of digital assets between the SEC and the CFTC. A safe harbor rule from the SEC and a statutory framework from Congress would address the same problem from two directions, one through agency rulemaking, the other through law. Europe has already moved. OKX and other exchanges now describe themselves as fully MiCA authorized as the block's grace period closes, and Ripple recently secured a full MiCA CASPI license through Luxembourg. That contrast, a working European rulebook against a still-forming US one, has become a recurring argument for firms weighing where to base operations. The European Parliament, for its part, adopted a stance this week urging the European Commission to pull DeFi, staking and lending more clearly under MiCA, a reminder that regulated and light touch are not the same thing. The details that are not yet public: a proposal is the start of a process, not the end. If the SEC publishes the draft this month, it opens a public comment period, collects industry and investor feedback, and can revise the text before anything becomes binding. Rules that reach the proposal stage can stall, change substantially, or fail to reach a final vote. The details that matter are not yet public. The length of the grace period. The disclosure requirements. The definition of sufficient decentralization that would let a project exit the safe harbor. And whether staking and DeFi front ends are covered or carved out. Peirce's 2020 version answered some of these, but a 2026 proposal will be written into a very different market, one with spot ETFs, institutional custody, and a pending act of Congress. For crypto users, a safe harbor is upstream of anything you hold in a wallet or spend through a crypto card. It shapes which tokens can launch in the U.S. without immediate legal jeopardy, which in turn affects what assets exchanges list and what balances eventually reach spending rails. Clearer launch rules tend to widen the menu of compliant assets over time. None of that happens on the strength of a draft, though.